Five Resorts World and fire smoke coming out of the building. People have been asked to evacuate outside. There are fire trucks, SWAT teams. People are out in robes. There's a hotel, a casino in that area. It's unclear exactly what's happening yet.
It is the middle of the night. Details are scarce. Fired FBI Director James Comey is set to appear before a Senate committee in 1 week from today. Comey will appear in an open hearing. He's expected to testify about reports President Trump urged him to back off the investigation of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. No word yet on what triggered the huge explosion that killed at least one person at an ethanol plant near Green Bay, Wisconsin, 16 people injured. I'm Michael Toscano.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get 2 free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
Today marks the official start of the Atlantic hurricane season. Correspondent Scott Carr tells us if you live in coastal areas, you probably should think about getting ready right now.
Here comes the story of the hurricane.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration predicts an above-average number of storms for the 2017 hurricane season. Based on warm sea surface temperatures and a weak El Nino pattern, NOAA is predicting between 11 and 17 named storms before the end of November. They predict a 70% likelihood of 5 to 9 hurricanes with winds over 74 miles an hour and 2 to 4 major hurricanes.
Stormy weather.
The start of the season comes with one named storm already on the books. In April, Tropical Storm Arlene became only the second storm on record to occur that month. I'm Scott Carr.
Well, on Wall Street, the Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ have all just posted
record. Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus,
your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus. 100% risk-free. Plus, get 2 free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. You're guaranteed to get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear.
Or you don't pay a penny.
Call now. 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start?
Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom.
It's a free service.
Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you. And nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky.
It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
By Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island. It's for basic entertainment and informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not necessarily reflect the views of Cumulus Media, its management, or its staff. AM 790 Talk and Business presents Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island with your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser. Join Bronwyn to hear about the next Waterfire event in downtown Providence, plus other great cultural events happening in the community. Now, here's your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser.
Well, hello, 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 everybody, and happy Thursday. What is with all of this rain? I'm hoping that everybody came off a wonderful Memorial Day weekend, had a great time. We had a water fire on Saturday. The weather held for us. It was beautiful. And we had just a lot of great tributes happening on Saturday. We did a wonderful tribute for our friend Dr. Danya Powers, who was a donor at Water Fire and an incredible doctor here in Rhode Island and a graduate of Brown University. And it was Brown's commencement weekend, so there were lots of students walking all around, as well as alumni. So it was a fantastic time. If you joined us down by the riverside, thank you so much for doing so. But you know what? This week, there's even more stuff happening in Providence, which is always so incredible. And it actually kicks off today, which is the PVD Fest. So we're going to be talking to my friend Kathleen Pletcher, who's the Executive Artistic Director of First Works. And she's going to be letting us into all of the details of this four-day festival. And boy, is it jam-packed with just incredible art and food. You name it, it's there, and Kathleen's going to give us a hint as to what that's all about. And then I'm going to be talking to my co-host today. And so he'll be talking actually throughout the program. But my co-host is my dear friend, Sean Holly, who is a, gosh, he sits on the board of directors at Waterfire. He is legal counsel and a sports and entertainment lawyer. He teaches classes at Providence College and at Johnson & Wales University. And he is the commissioner of the Midnight Basketball League, or the Providence Recreational Midnight Basketball League, which is this really fantastic initiative that kicks off during the summer. And he's going to be able to give us more information about that and wonderful ways that you can get involved and be part of the celebration and, you know, get out there and get some exercise. We all need a little exercise. So, hey, Sean, how are you?
I get to talk now?
Yeah. Well, you know, you are on air with me. Well, welcome. I'm so glad that you're here.
I'm thrilled. Oh, any time I can spend with you is a great time. So definitely excited to be on the show with you.
Yeah, and I mean, checking out, again, all of these incredible things that are happening, not only just in general in Providence with your Midnight Basketball League, but this weekend. And actually, it kicked off today, PVD
right.
Fest. I believe it's in its third year. I think it started at 8:30 this morning. They had something happening, but
yeah, they had a press conference or some sort of. The mayor had some sort of announcement today. I think they had some performances already too, as well. So,
well, didn't you say that you saw some people kind of coming down the sides of the buildings last night, maybe rehearsing?
I don't know. I feel like I'm kind of a stalker for these guys, but for the past couple of nights. Mm-hmm. The group, what are they called? Bandaloop,
and and Kathleen's
been
talking about.
They've been practicing scaling down the building, and that's going to be a really exciting performance.
Yeah, I mean, well, there's that, but we were just going through before we got on air, looking at absolutely everything that's happening, and it's almost like mind blowing. Like I feel like that commercial, their heads
it's
blow off.
It's jam packed with excitement all weekend long. Absolutely, jam packed.
Yeah, and I know that Kathleen has been working nonstop, round the clock. First Works, of course, one of our incredible art organizations here in Rhode Island and
absolutely.
Providence.
Absolutely, they do a phenomenal job.
Yeah, always bringing something new and exciting, but she, I know, also helps to spearhead this whole initiative. So, Kathleen, do we have you on the line?
To be on. Great to talk with both of you. And it is very much underway, and today was the official kickoff. But, in fact, there's a lot that's been going on downtown and people rehearsing and all sorts of things up till this point. So, we're really excited, and the dancers, Bandaloop from Oakland, California, are preparing and rehearsing and adding music and sound.
Kathleen, we need you to turn down your radio.
Yeah, for some reason we're getting a little reverb on you, Kathleen, and I want people
to... I don't have a radio on.
So our producer's looking at me like I'm nuts, and I'm like, well, I don't know, I just got a radio. We're getting a tiny bit of reverb from you, and I just want to make sure that we can hear you clearly,
right.
Because it's really important what you're about to say. So Yes. Can you? We'll start again.
Try it again, but I don't have a radio anywhere near me.
That's very strange. All right. Well, you know what? Well, keep on talking.
Did it go away?
I think it's gone away. Ed, has it gone away? No, it's still there. There's still the reverb.
Sounds like there's a delay when she's talking coming back.
Yeah, I hear it too.
Do you know what? Should we try to call you back?
Why don't you call me on my cell?
All right. Well, you know, we're going to call you on your cell phone. All right.
so much for landlines.
I know, huh?
It's a slight technical difficulty. We'll get it fixed.
Yeah, but you know, she's got so many. You know, when I was on my way here, I was talking to Kathleen in the car,
mm-hmm.
and we were talking about there's so many deeper layers to everything that we see, whether it's Bandaloop that's going to be coming down,
right.
And that's what she was just starting to tell us. And I will tell us more about, but there's so many different layers to art. And you know this just by being part of Water Fire.
Right,
and the symbolism
right.
and the meanings that are behind all these
Yeah, it's not just the performance itself. There's always some sort of backstory that really gives it a, brings it to life.
Exactly.
Right.
And, you know, and as I was looking, as I was talking to Kathleen, she was really giving me some wonderful history about Bandaloop, and again, she was just saying they're from Oakland, mm-hmm. California, but there's a reason for their performance and a reason for why their performance.
Well, I'm excited to hear
It's just
that.
Not people scaling yeah. down the side of a building.
Right.
There again, there's a purpose to it, and that's with absolutely everything else that's happening at the PVD
okay,
Fresh.
Absolutely.
We're trying to get Kathleen back on the line here because she's crucial to this. But, you know, as I was looking over the, it started this morning, right, with, I think there was a symposium about, you know, building better cities, or it was called Making a Lively Experiment, which
okay.
looked really, really cool. And do we have her back? Kathleen, are you there?
Yes. It was called Making a Lively Experiment, and it was very But I sound echoey again.
Yes, you do sound echoey again. geez Louise, what's going on? Well, I was just trying to explain what you were telling me in the car, and when we were talking about Bandaloop coming in from Oakland, and I know Ed's just trying to take care of some technical difficulties right now, but kind of doing a run-through. And so this morning, we'll get back to Bandaloop because I really want you to talk more about what lies beneath that art piece and what lies beneath many of the art pieces that we're going to see that I know that you've been putting together. Ed, how are we doing?
So, I'm happy to talk to you about it if I'm safe and not sounding extraterrestrial.
Yeah, something's wrong with our connection, Kathleen. You know what? What I'm going to do is I'm going to see once we take a break, can we call you back? And maybe
sure.
we can see if there's
you
something
can
on this
either
end.
Either the landline or the cell.
All right, I'm so sorry about that. I'm dying to talk to you because, again, you're the woman in the know.
We've got to hear what she's got to say.
Exactly, because I had the most intriguing conversation in the car on the way
right.
over here. So until we can get you back on the line, we'll take a short commercial break rather quickly. We'll talk a little bit more about, you know, just what I know about this 4 days of PVD Fest because last
okay.
year, I mean, did you go last year, Sean?
Yes, I did go last year.
All
yeah.
right. Then did you go all?
It's exciting. I only went maybe one or two nights, primarily during the weekend, but just to see the city so full of life like that, it's pretty exciting. And the way to shut off the traffic, too, as well, and it's a walking city, so...
Yeah, well, and there's not only that. So it's not just performances like Bandaloop, and I don't say that in the wrong way, but it's also food vendors are everywhere,
mm-hmm.
and artisans are everywhere. So there's just so much to see, and things are happening all of the time, and they're happening all over the city concurrently, it looks like. And if you look at the schedule, I printed out the schedule, John, and I think it is like... How many pages? Maybe 15 pages of things that are happening, which is, again, really phenomenal. I know that there's theater performances that are going on. There's educational performances that are happening. And, you know, there's going to be, gosh.
And realistically, it's something for everybody.
Exactly.
And all age categories, too, as well.
Yeah, I saw that they've got things for kids on Saturday or even tomorrow. And so at Friday on June 2nd from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., the Dean Hotel has got a Super Soul dance party, Mr.
Uh-oh,
Holly.
Uh-oh. That's got you written all over it.
Super Soul dance party. I'm there. And, you know, and then, but again, to be able to do this for 3 years in a row and a 4-day festival in a city like ours, you know, we're used to putting on Water Fire and doing that, which we know is a very large feat in itself.
Absolutely.
But 4 days in a row, and it looks like the weather's going to hold, which is
that's going to be key.
It's going to be perfect. And you know what? Even if not, as Kathleen and I were talking, when I always say, you know, Water Fire sits in God's pocket, we usually luck out so that it'll rain like right before something's going to happen outside.
Right.
And then the air clears and it's like really nice and beautiful.
I'm sure we'll be fine. We'll be fine. We'll make it through somehow.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a wonderful weekend because, again, so when I went last year, they had these incredible music stages. I know in the Alex Anani Skating Center.
Right.
They also have, like, I can't wait to get Kathleen back on because I want to talk about Bandaloop because I think they're doing two performances, not one.
Yes, they're performing tomorrow and Saturday,
so
if I'm not mistaken.
So both days.
Right.
And then, you know, on Saturday, it looks like you better wake up early. Have a good breakfast and get down to downtown Providence.
And get right back at it.
What
time's the start on Saturday?
Well, it says 12 p.m., so noontime.
Wow.
Yeah, they're okay. Starting at noontime. So you can go shopping. They've got, like, handmade gifts that are going to be at the PVD Fest Marketplace.
That's another important thing about it, how it brings out all the different vendors, venues from all over the city. They come out and, in fact, I just ran into my buddy Anthony, who owns the Coliseum, and they're going to set up a vendor type station. So the way that they get all the venues to be involved is very important too.
Yeah, and it seems like a lot of, you know, I know Craftland's going to be involved. So that whole Westminster Street run where there's all of the different shops and the different artisans, that's going to be alive as
right.
well. And I mean, I think that's, again, I know on Saturday that's going to be hopping
well,
along.
I saw something cool that they had. I don't know if it's today or tomorrow where they're having this huge dinner where, what is it, like some 300 people or is along in Kennedy Plaza?
I don't know. Kathleen, where are you?
Get in, Kathleen.
We've got Kathleen back, but we're going to take a quick break.
All right, everybody.
We're going to talk to her.
We're going to talk to Kathleen Fletcher from First Works, all about the PVD Fest. When we come back, we were having some technical difficulties. I blame it on the rain. That's what I'm going to do. We'll be back in a moment.
It's time for Dunkin' Donuts Regional Traffic, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Say hello to the new frozen Dunkin' Coffee, real Dunkin' Coffee, blended frozen, creamy, and smooth. Try a small for $1.99. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
195 eastbound, watch for a crash out by exit 3, and you'll see that it's backing things up for you there. 195 westbound, slow from Seekonk all the way into the split. 95 north, you're heavy coming up from Warwick all the way into town right now. Slow coming down the southbound side of 95 from Pawtucket all the way through town. Backed up on 146 and 6 inbound. 295 in either direction right now between Johnson and Warwick is a slow go for you. And we have a crash on 4 southbound by Oak Hill Road causing some backups for you there. I'm Rich Teeter with you right now, traffic.
Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now, 800-430-4149.
Your very first home.
I own this wall, my big white wall.
That's huge.
I own this hammer, my tiny hammer.
And you did it with mortgage options from Navigant Credit Union, like our first-time homebuyer program with its special rates and a dedicated team to help you along the way.
I need more pictures. Let's take more pictures.
Navigant Credit Union. To learn more, visit NavigantCU.org. Equal housing opportunity. Member NCUA.
Salad on Saturday, fruit on Friday, bubble Thursday, water Wednesday, touch your toes Tuesday, let's move Mondays, bubbles next Sunday.
60 minutes of physical activity a day and eating well can help get your child healthy. So keep them active and eating well every day. Get ideas, get involved, get going at letsmove.gov. That's letsmove.gov. A message from USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
My name is Joe Thompson. I'm 29 years old and I have a career that I love as a systems analyst. Career. It still sounds cool to say that word. I never could have gotten on this path without a college degree. And if the college me were here, he'd tell you.
I never would have gotten to college without big brothers, big sisters. I could have ended up anywhere,
on the streets even. But college? Joe Thompson? Not likely. My big brother helped me out. He taught me I could do anything, at a time when a lot of people were saying just the opposite.
And to a 7-year-old, that means a lot. My big brother's name is Phil. And Phil is the reason that this 7-year-old grows up to be a systems analyst.
Whether you donate money or time, you're helping big brothers, big sisters help a child. And that can last a lifetime. Start something today at bigbrothersbigsisters.org. Brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
Chris Plant and his unique worldview, weekday mornings at 9.
You got to be dedicated to be a Democrat because you got to march. I know people that do this. I have hey, there's a march today. We're going to go march. What's it for? They don't really even know. For the climate. What about the climate? We like good climate. Yeah, okay, that's good. Yeah, you got to march, knock yourselves out. Have a good time.
Chris Plant and his unique worldview, weekday mornings at 9 on AM 790 Talk and Business.
Fire ignites Rhode Island with your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser. Call Bronwyn now at 401-437-5000 or 888-345-0790 on AM 790 Talk and Business.
And hello, 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 and welcome back. So, all right, did you hear the thunder? And did you hear the crash and the lightning going? We think we figured out what our technical difficulties were, right, Mr. Sean Hawley, my co-host?
I'm counting on you.
Well, big help. So we've been sitting here, we've been talking about this, just kicking off today, a 4-day festival called the PDD Fest, and been trying desperately to get a good connection with our friend Kathleen Pletcher, who is the executive director and artistic director at First Works, and who has put so much into this festival, as well as, I want to talk to her about Band Loop, and she's got so much knowledge. So we're going to try this one more time, but we've got to blame it on the weather. And I have to tell you something. If we can't get Kathleen to come on and be able to speak to us for at length, then what we'll do afterwards is maybe either next week or the following week, let's bring her on to really talk about maybe what you saw. And I think, Kathleen, are you there?
I am. And I'm not hearing myself in duplicate. Let's see if it works.
You sound wonderful. Let's just put it that way.
Well, there are blue skies in downtown Providence, so I think everything's on track, and we've dealt with a few spontaneous showers, but we're looking good, and Saturday especially looks like a fine day.
Yeah, you know, I think that you're going to dodge the weather, and as we were talking about when I was speaking with you in the car before on my way here, there's just something about sometimes the rain just clears the air, especially if it's been humid. And I'm serious, and it makes it for just a much more enjoyable night, because Lord knows if I didn't work for Waterfire, I think after 13 years, I could be a meteorologist, probably. So,
I certainly have apps on my phone, a crazy amount of apps, but it is glorious, and there's a certain amount of spontaneity to the festival that sometimes you may have to make a few adjustments.
Absolutely. So tell us what is, I was there last year, and I don't think I went the first year, unfortunately, but I was definitely there last year, and it was so much fun, and there were just vendors out everywhere, and performances, like everywhere you looked, you were stumbling upon a different performance. But can you tell us what people can expect to see, whether it's even if they go down tonight or tomorrow?
Right. Well, there's an abundance. Tonight is a community table dinner in the center of Kennedy Plaza, really kind of representing that gathering and breaking bread that is part of the ethos of the festival. Our community, all shapes and sizes.
How many people expected for that?
Coming together, plus a lot of guests from outside, and also a dance party at the Steelyard. So bringing in the neighborhoods as well as downtown Providence. Tomorrow, we're really excited to have our headline artist, Band Loop, a longtime friend of First Works. They first came to Providence in 2012 for the First Works Festival on the Plaza, back to do really unveil a project that we've been developing for 2 years about Providence itself. Mm-hmm. So this is the vertical dance company that is turning a 12-story building into a dance floor, and it's called #PDD Public Canvas.
You were telling me that there's something behind that. What was their inspiration for this whole performance?
Well, they really started working with a kind of deeper community engagement and bringing the community into a performance in their hometown. So in San Francisco, Oakland, which has gone through, as we all read about, you know, a lot of the tech companies versus the local residents and the tension of inflated prices. And so they did this public canvas piece to allow community voices to be amplified through the really inspirational, spectacular dance choreography of Bandaloop. And we're doing that here with local, wonderful spoken word poet Christopher Johnson and other musical collaborators. So we have Bandaloop on the building, but then we have a stage of, you know, the words of Providence and poetry about Providence, and really, really letting our words be heard in this very unique piece, which is Friday at 8 p.m. is the first full performance. That's tomorrow night. Oh. and Saturday at 8 and 10. And they've been with us for a week. They came out earlier. I've scrambled around rooftops with Thomas, the executive director of Bandaloop, for many a year. I think starting in 2008, and we brought them in 2012. And then last year, we were also scouting out buildings and figuring out how to make it happen. It's really quite something when you look up and you see the edge of a building up in the sky, and suddenly you see dancers coming over the edge. You know,
Absolutely. I think I remember when they were here in 2012, because I think we had a water fire that night.
Yes.
And people were coming up to me.
Parade.
Yeah. And so I remember everyone going, what is going on the side of the building? Which building is it, or which buildings, Kathleen, can we expect to see the performances?
Right there on the corner of Kennedy Plaza.
So 10 Dorrance Street is the building. Last time it was One Financial Plaza, and as the founder, Amelia Rudolph, said at today's press conference, this is a really different kind of piece in that it's somewhat more intimate. It's still pretty awesome and spectacular, but the voices and the live music and really being able to see the dancers, to see their looks, to see their gestures, to see them swooping and somersaulting and twirling off the side of a building much more up close makes it all the more kind of heart-stopping to watch.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're all climbers, or started in a combination of climbing and choreography, and, kind of using climbing apparatus, but for art, you know, harnessing it for art, literally.
Well, yeah, and again, there's art everywhere, Kathleen. When I was looking at this whole rundown, there's art everywhere. There's artisans that are selling their wares, because we have so much here in Providence and in Rhode Island, and it looks like you've taken. I mean, I was talking to Sean when I was looking at the lineup. What a diverse bunch of performances and things to do, and there seems
Absolutely.
To be something for the whole family.
Yeah, it is a very diverse crowd that comes out too, as well, which really celebrates
Providence.
Certainly,
the idea of kids and people enjoying it as families is part of Saturday afternoon. Their procession is always a big hit, and that takes off at 4 at Empire Street and goes into Kennedy Plaza, where Big Nazo is doing an intergalactic dance party for all ages, and that kind of signals the shift from the day on Saturday to the evening. And the evening has lots of music, 15 stages, many local artists, and also artists from Honduras and Venezuela, a really amazing singer from Montreal, Betty Bonifaci, and just an abundance. I think the thing is there's a schedule, and, you know, everything is orchestrated, but there's a wonderful, when you come, spontaneity to it. Create your own festival and be surprised by the makers in the Quarter Moon Market or AS220's Mini Maker Festival within the festival.
The Makers Fair sounds like it's going to be great, and the Mini Maker Fair, because it's in that people that are kind of getting together and they make this incredible, I want to say, inventions or contraptions. That's what I remember the Maker Fair being about.
Well, I mean, I think what's really interesting is we truly think of artists as the makers, but makers are scientists, makers are innovators. It can be all all forms of making, and I love that.
And I love so where are we going to find you, Kathleen? So if I go looking for you tonight or tomorrow night,
find me.
I got a feeling she's going to be all over.
But particularly Kennedy Plaza is kind of the heart of First Works. We have the First Works Plaza stage and base also the Bandaloop, what we call Spectacle Stage, and the Alex Benani City Center. I'm particularly there, but I try to get everywhere. You know, I don't want to miss any part of it. The Avenue Concept is doing a mural that is going up over on Orange Street, and there's lots of public art and food, more food than ever before with the PCEI Global Food Village in Biltmore Park, 13 bars, and this is the festival has a lot of momentum, and we're planting seeds for the future, and you really see that demonstrated as we inhabit all 4 days.
Well, you know, you must be very, very proud because, again, in its third year, to do a four-day, like a consecutive day festival that is just so chock full of culture and fun and art and education. I mean, what a wonderful job you and your team are doing.
Thank you. Well, you know, we couldn't do it alone. And the partnership with the whole city and Mayor Alorza, Whole City Hall and Mayor Alorza, and Art, Culture, and Tourism, led by Stephanie Fortunato. You know, everybody gangs together, and together we're able to do so much more than we could do individually.
Well, it takes a village, Kathleen, doesn't it?
It does, and it's a joy.
And
it's a real joy.
Well, I'm so sorry we had technical difficulties for the first part, but that's why I want to have you back, because I want to talk about First Works, and I would love to kind of, you know, kind of look back and see what people thought about this, you know, the third annual PVD Fest, and I want to talk about the different artists there with you. So we are definitely going to have you back on. I know that you are on a tight schedule because you are coordinating so much right now, but I'm so pleased that we are at least able to talk to you for a little while without hearing an echo.
Oh, yes. Well, thank you so much. Thank you both, and hope to see you at the festival. You have a general idea where to find me, and please do.
Absolutely, Kathleen. Thank you so much. And so everybody out there, what you want to do is go to pvdfest.com. It has got a schedule of everything that is happening. And you know what? Let's take advantage of all of the beauty that we have in our city. Right, Sean?
Absolutely. Yep. Please come out and enjoy the city.
Yeah, and when we come back, Sean, you're going to start talking to us about this Midnight Basketball League.
I'm excited to share that with you.
I am so excited to have Sean Holly here on Water Fire Ignites Rhode Island, here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. We'll be back in a moment.
AM 790 Talkin' Business congratulates Recovery Radio host John Tassoni for the 2017 Rhode Island Council on Gambling Advocacy Award. This award is given in recognition of offering hope and help to those struggling with addiction. Congratulations, John.
790 is your home for I Miss in the Morning, Yankees baseball, and great local and national talk. Check out the podcasts of your favorite AM 790 shows at 790business.com. I Miss in the Morning, Yankees baseball, and great local and national talk.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something and... Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text.
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. So many comments on my comment.
Hey, guys, check out my new video game.
Mom, what?
Huh?
Pew, pew.
What'd you say?
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is the Bloomberg Green Business Report. President Donald Trump has declared that abandoning the Paris Climate Agreement would be a victory for the American economy. Many economists have big doubts. They say the agreement would likely help create about as many jobs in renewable energy as it might cost in polluting industries. The risk of the United States pulling out of the pact and seeking to protect old-school jobs in coal and oil would be losing the chance to lead the world in developing environmentally friendly technology and generating jobs that come with it. What's more, over the long haul, climate change itself threatens to impose huge costs on the economy. The Paris Agreement has drawn surprising support from major companies, from oil giants like ExxonMobil and Royal Dutch Shell to other corporate giants like Walmart and Apple. A 2001 study by researchers at Boston University found no evidence that local air quality regulation substantially reduced employment when Los Angeles imposed stricter environmental restrictions. That's the Bloomberg Green Business Report. I'm Bob Moon.
IT orchestration stories from CDW. A medical supply company had people in multiple locations using multiple devices and multiple platforms. So CDW orchestrated a secure digital workspace using VMware Workspace ONE on Dell devices. It empowers end users with consumer simple access to applications and resources to be productive from anywhere. Digital Workspace by VMware. Orchestration by CDW. Learn more at cdw.com/VMware. CDW. People who get it.
When you're hiring for a growing business, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates. You need Indeed.com. With an algorithm that positions your job post where quality candidates are and screener questions that help you zero in on the best talent. Indeed.com, the site proven through an independent study to deliver 5 times more hires than any other. New users claim your $50 credit for a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Now, back to Water Fire at Nice, Rhode Island on AM 790 Talk and Business with your host, Bronwyn Benefelser. Give us a call right now at 401-437-5000 or 888-345-0790. Special guest in the house, Sean Holly. We're going to talk basketball right now on AM 790 Talk and Business.
And welcome back, everybody, and thank you to my producer, Ed Dunn, who just rocks it. You know, he knows exactly what type of music to put you on.
I must say, I love especially it's appropriate with the NBA Finals starting tonight, too, as well.
So. Are the NBA Finals starting tonight?
Where have you been? Of course.
I've had my head in a fire for the last 2 weeks.
Cleveland and Golden State, they start tonight, 9 p.m.
All right, so... Yeah. Let's talk about this now because we know you're a big basketball fan and you've got this
I'm a big sports fan, so anything
really?
To do with sports, in particular in the Providence area, the Rhode Island area, I'm all in.
So, but what's so important about this basketball league and the Midnight Basketball League? Can you give us a little history about it, Sean?
Yeah, maybe I'll give you some backdrop on it. It started with an initiative in the 1990s. An initiative that actually Bill Clinton in 1994 really picked up and spearheaded to develop Midnight Basketball. It was established originally to, and it still has this footprint of engaging the youth in alternatives so that they keep them out of trouble, keep away from drugs, keep away from crime. Mm-hmm. But certainly it's a Midnight Basketball League plays an important role not only in Providence, but all across the country. It's definitely a mainstay during the summertime, in particular for the fabric of the community.
Well, I think you and I have spoken about this before because, you know, you've got all these after-school community sports that have been cut. And, you know, I think that sports and art play such an important role in creative release and actually critical thinking and learning and being able to express oneself. So how long has this been happening in Providence? It's happening nationally, you said, but how long in Providence?
Well, in Providence, it started back in 1991, 92, when the initial Midnight Basketball League started, and it was started by a guy named Tom Spann. But it was later followed by Lynn Johnson and a younger Michael Stevens, who I'll talk about a little bit later. But he, Michael's current director of Providence Recreation. So that's how Midnight Basketball League evolved, started. Later on, it went dormant for quite a number of years, and that's certain exactly why it went dormant. But then Kobe Dennis took the initiative to bring back.
I know
back,
Kobe. I have
talked
to Kobe.
Kobe,
he's a wonderful man.
Being the initiative taking kind of a guy, he reached out to the mayor and started bringing Midnight Basketball League back to the Providence area. Now, granted, the title Midnight Basketball League is not owned by anybody. It's something that's used across the country. In fact, some of the bigger cities across the country have more than one Midnight Basketball League, but it's the concept that's important. It's an initiative, as I said, that Kobe kind of revived. Then last year, Kobe took the ambitious leap to say, well, let's create the Rhode Island Midnight Basketball League. And once again, the mayor was on board with Providence being involved, but also there was a number of other cities involved. There was Central Falls, East Providence, mm-hmm. North Kingstown, North Providence, Pawtucket were also involved. And it was quite an ambitious summer that we had, but certainly with this program, it takes an army. It took an army to operate the Providence one when Kobe revived it along with the mayor. But certainly last year it took a huge army to pull off the summer. And it only lasts for about a month, but yet still it's a very meaningful month that people look forward to.
So, yeah, that's what I was going to ask, because I hear Midnight Basketball, and I'm like, are you guys out on a court at midnight? Or and is this kids, or is this kids and bigger kids and adults? Or what? Well, can you explain more of kind of what that process is?
Initially, it was basketball being played around the midnight hour. Mm-hmm. Through the years, it's evolved to be a little bit more friendly to people in terms of timeliness and sleep. For instance, the first year when I worked along with Kobe during the league, games ended around midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And when I mean ended, the games were over. We were wrapping up, cleaning up. We probably left the courts around the midnight time period.
So is there a lot of volunteers then that are part of this?
Absolutely. And that's one of the important things about this league, is that it's certainly the community feels a sense of ownership, and rightfully so, because the league would not be able to be successful without the community's input, without the community participants in terms of the players, the staff, vendors, referees, whoever's involved, all come from the community. So it absolutely is something that the community should take ownership in.
I have to imagine that law enforcement is also a great part of this and must really appreciate it, because it's doing something positive. Again, with our youth and again, it's not just youth. It's adults that are playing as well, right?
Right. But the past couple of years, the Rhode Island State Police were involved, and the Providence Police were very involved.
Colonel Clements.
In fact, I just saw the Colonel a couple of nights ago, and he is very excited about this year's Midnight Summer League coming about, and he will be out there in full force.
When does it start?
It starts July 6th, okay. And it ends with the championship game being played in the Dunkin' Donuts Center.
Oh, wow.
August 20th. I can't say enough about the class act that Larry Lepore and his group over at the Dunkin' Donuts Center. And they've been very gracious to open up their arms to us being involved in this. But as I said, the mayor has been a very consistent and key component with funding, and very supportive through the years. I can't thank him enough. And Michael Stevens, with his leadership as a director of Providence Recreation, I can't say enough about him as well.
So how can somebody get involved? I mean, can I? Well, one, I'm not going to play basketball.
Well, we have sign-ups at different locations. We're playing at four different sites: Buckland. We're playing at Davy Lopes, Davis Park, Fox Point. And my favorite is the women's division is being played at Zuccolo. So you could go to those various venues to sign up. It is filling up pretty fast, but yeah. So if you do have an interest in participating, you better get a team in there signed up pretty quickly.
Can somebody go to a website and sign up? Or
you can go to the city's website and then look for the link for the Department of Recreation, and
okay.
That'll direct you right to how you can sign up there or get more information.
And what does this mean to you personally to be part of something like this?
Well, it's about me giving back to the youth. I use sports as a teaching mechanism. I mean, it's something that sports is my career, sports is my skill set, but sports is to me is much more of a component to teaching life skills.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about playing the game. It's also about I encourage people to be a pro player, but not everybody could be a pro player. There's so many other aspects to sports that I think really need to be taken serious, and that is careers in sports. You can still be on that same major level as a LeBron or Michael Jordan, but you don't have to be the one actually playing. You could be an owner, be a vendor, be a manufacturer. There's so many other.
Be an attorney, for instance.
Be an attorney. You can represent the players, absolutely. It keeps you in the same venue.
And did you have something like this when you were growing up that really kind of, you know, that you found really helped you?
Well, there was recreation leagues that I participated in, maybe not to this extent. And actually, I first came in contact with knowing about the Midnight Basketball League back when I was living in Maryland. One of my best friend's mom, who was a city councilwoman, she and a former player for Georgetown University, a guy named Fred Brown, were involved with putting together one of the first Midnight Basketball Leagues, which originated in the Maryland area.
Yeah, and so you were a part of that.
Absolutely.
All right,
absolutely.
And so you were playing at midnight.
No, I wasn't playing. No.
No. You're just part of it. Got it.
You want all my friends to laugh at me. No, I was not playing.
Well, I think what I would love to do is, I know that we've got to take a quick break in a second, but we're going to come back. We're going to talk to somebody from Leadership Rhode Island. They've got a big block party. When we talk about leadership, again, this comes back to our midnight basketball thing, mm-hmm. and you know, life skills, learning life skills, how to be a team player,
right.
How to enjoy and have fun.
Have to be.
And
yeah.
It's something to do during the summer. And
right.
Again, so from July to
something
August.
Something constructive to do.
Again, right. Well, yeah, because there's lots of stuff to do.
Right.
Sean Holly has a twinkle in his eye right now, everybody. You just can't see it. We're going to be coming back. We're going to be talking to Matt Coop from Leadership Rhode Island. They've got a big block party happening next week. And Sean will be here with me. And, you know, thanks a lot, Sean, for being the commissioner and making sure that this midnight basketball program continues. And again, it's the Providence Recreational Midnight Basketball. And people can go to the city's website, you said.
Right. Go to the Department of Recreation link.
You know, so yeah, get out there, get active, have fun. It's summertime.
Come on out.
You're listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And we'll be back in a moment. Thank you.
It's time for Dunkin' Donuts Regional Traffic, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Say hello to the new frozen Dunkin' Coffee, real Dunkin' Coffee, blended frozen, creamy, and smooth. Try a small for $1.99. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Crash cleared on 24 northbound at 79. Things starting to move better for you there. Just got word of a crash as you're coming off of 37 onto 295. That's got things backed up on 295 north and 37 for you right now. 146 southbound, still working to clear that crash up by 116. If you're coming in on 195 west, heavy as you approach the Rhode Island line, stays busy into the split. Leaving on 195 eastbound as you cross over into Massachusetts, we got some backups there due to an earlier crash. I'm Rich Teeter with the Right Now traffic.
Sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Learn how an insurance-covered comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE, 800-888-KNEE.
People make all kinds of mistakes with life insurance, like having some coverage but not enough to keep your family in the house, or only having life insurance through work and then losing your job. Want to avoid those mistakes? Get an Allstate agent. They can help you get the coverage your family needs at an affordable price. Are you in good hands?
To make sure you have the right coverage, call North Providence Allstate agent Natalia Furtado today at 722-4022. Get your free quote today, 722-4022.
Hi, this is Bill Withers. When I wrote Lean On Me, I'd never heard of the Samaritans and the work they do to prevent suicide. I just kind of wrote what was in my heart, that at some point in our lives, most of us need a helping hand. So if you're feeling really low and have nowhere to turn, just pick up the phone and talk to a friend of the Samaritans.
Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on.
Having somebody who's there for you can make all the difference. Call the Samaritans at 401-272-4044. It's free and it's confidential. 401-272-4044. This is Bill Withers for the Samaritans. We all need somebody to lean on. When you do, the Samaritans are there.
Welcome to Dial-A-Movie, your one-stop guide to what's playing. For the Hollywood blockbuster, anything but sunshine, press 1. For the romantic comedy, anything but sunshine, press 2. And for anything but sunshine...
You expect options everywhere else in life. Are you getting them when it comes to your medical treatment? Explore all your options and talk with your doctor about what's right for you. Knowing your options is the best option. Learn more at ahrq.gov. That's ahrq.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Imus in the morning. Yankees baseball. Celtics basketball. AM 790 WPRB Providence. A Cumulus station.
Now, back to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island with your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser. Call Bronwyn now at 401-437-5000 or 888-345-0790 on AM 790 Talk and Business.
And hello, 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 and welcome back. You are listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island, and I am here with my co-host, Sean Holly, a man who wears many hats, one of them being the commissioner of the Providence Recreation Midnight Basketball League, kicking off in July. We just spoke about that for a little while, and if you missed it, you can always go to the Waterfire website, Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island, and we will be recasting this piece of... and the piece of the show and getting you some information on where to go and how to shoot some hoops and have some fun with Mr. Holly.
I told you we have a women's division. We got to get you out there.
Can you picture me trying to get
you and the ladies from Waterfire? We got to get all of you guys out there.
You know, we could probably do that. We could create a team. Yeah. The Firebugs.
Can Anya play?
Anya probably could play. And you know, but you know, we've been talking about all these wonderful things. The first part of the show was about the PVD Fest, our third annual PVD Fest here in Rhode Island. We had our friend Kathleen Pletcher from First Works on, and it is a four-day festival with so much happening, so please make sure to check that out, pvdfest.com. And then, you know, we move from there to basketball and back to community, and now we're going to be talking to some friends of mine, or a friend of mine from Leadership Rhode Island, because howdy, neighbor. You know what's happening next week? Sean Holly, do you know what's happening next week?
Waterfire.
No. What? During the week, it's the High Neighbor Block Party for Leadership Rhode Island.
Absolutely.
So we should have Matt Coop on the line with us. Matt, are you there? Matt is not there. All right, so we're just going to talk about this killer block party that's happening. And how much fun is Rhode Island and Providence where, you know.
There's a lot going on.
There's
non-stop.
Tons happening. I mean.
Every week there's something new, something exciting. It's something for everybody.
Well, yeah. And so, you know, and again, we're in summertime now. So, you know, things are going to be happening during the week and not just on the weekends.
Are you sure we're in summertime? The weather's not really cooperating, but we're in summertime now.
Well, we're still trying to get Matt on the line. And I know that he's waiting for us to call him. But anyway, while we wait for Ed to try to get Matt on the line, let's see. Let's talk about this block party. It's happening on Wednesday.
It's the third annual one.
Yeah, so what they do is, you know, and I think it's free and open to the public, isn't it?
Yes, it is free, right. You can register on their website there.
Yeah, so what is it exactly that's happening? I know you know a little bit more information about this than I do.
It's just filled with...
lots of great stuff to see. I mean, I think what they do is they've got live music, right? And it's a Flying Funk. Is that music by a Flying Funk?
Flying Funk.
Flying Funk sounds fun, if you ask me.
That's enticing in and of itself.
And then barbecue and vegetarian stuff by Julian's. Have you ever been down to, well, one, Julian's is just awesome. And I know that they've got that big double-decker bus that they have food on, but he's also got Julian's, the restaurant.
Yes,
and
they
then
do.
His pizza place absolutely rocks. I don't know if you've been there, but
no, I have not, but I'll definitely have
to. You've got to check it out.
Check it out.
Yeah, so
what is the main premise for the whole leadership?
You know, I wish we had Matt on the line with us because I know that he could tell us more. But Leadership Rhode Island is an incredible organization here. You have to apply, and I've known many people that have gone through it. Mike Ritz, a friend of mine, is the executive director, and it is. You apply to get in, and they take people from all different areas. So whether you're a banker or a lawyer or some people from the nonprofit community, and you essentially are going through a process to become a leader, and they do everything from also what they usually do is take on a project. I remember one year when I was talking to Mike, they were talking about Central Falls and Chocolateville, and they'll look at a project for essentially that has to do with our city or our state and how to solve a problem. And so what they do is they get the best minds in the rooms coming again from all different walks of life.
Right.
In order to bring different perspectives.
In fact, it says here the mission is to provide leaders and emerging leaders with knowledge and access to resources which will enable them to positively affect their communities. And it's definitely those that are involved in the program are cream of the crop leaders in our area.
Absolutely. They've been going for quite some time. And as I was saying, I mean, I know a lot of people that have gone through the process, and it's a wonderful program. I don't know what happened to our friend Matt, but again, so this big celebration, their block party, you can find out all about it. It's happening at the Steel Yard, and you know, we were just talking to Kathleen. Something's happening at the Steel Yard. Is it tonight or tomorrow night? Having to do with the PVD Fest.
But tomorrow night, I believe that.
Yeah,
is,
Steel Yard's just awesome. But I mean, I'm sure if you go to the High Neighbor Block Party, and again, it's free, you'll probably be able to mix and mingle and network with just some really wonderful people. And then, you know what I think we should do is I think, Sean, that we should get Matt back on here to talk really what Leadership Rhode Island's all about. Because you and I were saying that it was Matt on the – we found Matt. Hey Matt.
Bronwyn.
How are you doing, my friend?
Matt, where are you, Matt?
Well.
Where
hey,
are you?
Sean,
we're looking
how
for
are you guys?
We're doing great. I was just trying to explain Leadership Rhode Island and your block party, and I'm like, where's Matt? We can't find
sounds
Matt.
Like a mouthful. I'm happy to chat about it. So where do you want me to start?
Well, we don't have a lot of time because we couldn't find you. We've only got 2 minutes. So I've already talked about your block party. You tell me anything that's really important that you want us to know, either about the block party, about Leadership Rhode Island. And then, as I was just saying, I'd like to get you back on the air to talk about Leadership Rhode Island just in general.
Yeah, I would love that. So let's definitely make that happen. So I'll just make a few quick pitches for the block party. The important thing that I want to point out to the listeners is that this is our biggest community of the event of the year. A lot of our programming is designed specifically for our class members and our alumni association. So this is really like our big event that's just for the community. It's our give back. It's free. Everyone's invited. We call it the statewide block party, which is kind of an oxymoron, but really the whole state is invited. And I want to make a particular pitch to listeners from Newport County. We've been lacking in attendees from Newport County the past couple of years, so please.
That's because they've got to cross the bridge, Matt.
I know, it's Rhode Island, right? No one wants to cross the bridge, but I promise it's worth it. I heard you speaking earlier about our vendors. We've got some really fantastic folks with us this year. Julian's and Narragansett and Yacht Club Soda have been our mainstays, and we've got Mike's Ice and Need Donuts joining us for the first time, and those guys are really hot right now, so we're super excited about that. And this whole thing is made possible by our wonderful sponsors, and this year we are really, really grateful to the support that we've been given by Loring Advisory Group, National Grid, Barrington Books, IGT, and Armory Revival Company.
Yeah.
They're the ones that allow us to put this event on for free, and we really couldn't be more excited about it. So literally the whole state is invited. We hope everyone comes out. We're looking forward to a great evening.
Well, Matt, you know, I'm so sorry that we were limited on time here because we could not find you. But we're going to make sure that we advertise this on the WaterFire website and on our Facebook page. And then we will get you back because we know that the best of the best come out of Leadership Rhode Island. And I hear it's just such an intriguing and incredible program when you guys do amazing things. So thank you for all of your work. And I'll see you at the block party next Wednesday.
Let's get out there.
Definitely. I'm looking forward to it. And thank you guys so much. Chatting with you soon.
Thanks, Matt. All right, everybody. You've been listening to WaterFire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. I want to thank my co-host, Sean Holly, and, of course, my producer, Ed Dunn, who always just comes up with the most fabulous party music. Because, yeah, hi, neighbor. It's
way
a block
to go,
party.
Ed. Way to go, Ed.
All right, everybody. We'll be back next Thursday to tell you all about June 10th's WaterFire lighting.
Thank you, Brawley.
Enjoy the weekend.
Primus in the morning, Yankees baseball, Celtics basketball, AM 790 WPRB.